The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of years before I arrived at the University of Notre Dame, a young adult prayer group had been started by students of the campus called the Children of Mary. And it was the saving grace of my life when I got to Notre Dame and joined this prayer group, and to see all these college students joining together for daily Mass and daily prayer. The Children of Mary are still existent at Notre Dame. There are now hundreds of members of it. And this group has given the church dozens of vocations. In my own freshman class, I was one of five guys who left after the freshman year to enter the priesthood or religious life. Well, there was a young lady a year above me. After her graduation, she joined a religious order. And several years later, after I was ordained a priest, and I was still in Rome, she was up in Lithuania. And I thought, you know what, I might never see this young lady ever again. She was a good friend of mine. So I thought I'd take the opportunity during one of the breaks. And I went up to see her, and we had a marvelous few days together, speaking of holy things, talking about the way that Our Lady had worked in our lives, the things she'd done in us. And I'd seen the tremendous growth that had taken place in her soul. Well, on the last day, after being there for several days, I was saying goodbye to her. And I realized interiorly, I don't know if I'll ever see her the rest of my life. You know, maybe only in heaven. And I said that to her. I said, you know, this might be goodbye in this life. And she said, you know, I'm not sure. In a few years, we'll have our 10th anniversary of our graduation from Notre Dame. Perhaps you'd be there, even though you were a year behind us. She said, if our Lord does not return before then, I hope to see you then. And I looked at her to see if she was speaking in jest or being humorous, and I realized that's just the way that she lived. In expectation of our Lord's return. There is a prayer that the church places upon the lips of the faithful on Saturdays, a day we dedicate to Our Lady. And in the breviary, you'll find this. We ask Our Lady's intercession that we might live in the light of her Son's return. One of the things I most enjoyed about the film Mary of Nazareth that many of us saw a week and a half ago was at the end, after our Lord Jesus Christ had risen, Our Lady was waiting in expectation, the only one that was confident of his return. Every time Our Lady appears, every apparition in church history of Mary, she's speaking about her Son's second coming, constantly trying to prepare the hearts of her children to ready them for her Son. Everywhere I've gone in the church, all my travels in Europe, every time I encounter faithful Catholic individuals who are living a serious prayer life, there's almost always a rosary in their hands. There is a profound devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lord said yesterday, we heard on His lips, "Will there be faith still in the world when I return?" I oftentimes think it will only be those who are close to His mother. There was only one apostle at the foot of the cross that persevered through the trials, the one with the deepest relationship with Mary. The Western world has nearly given up on Christianity. The Lord is long delayed, and most people no longer think about His coming. May we stay close to Our Lady that we might constantly prepare for His return.